Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we completed the chapter on modesty, the importance of modesty, encouraging modesty. So under this chapter, before we just start off the new chapter, there are two nice definitions or explanations to modesty that are mentioned. So we'll just go through it. Ulama say that modesty in essence is that quality which prompts a person to abstain from those things that are disliked. That quality that prompts a person that stay away, this action of yours is dislike, this speech of yours is dislike, this mannerism of yours is dislike, so stay away from it. That quality that a person has in him, this quality here is called modesty. And what else it does? Firstly, it stops him from doing things that are disliked. It also prevents him from deficiencies in fulfilling the necessary rights of others. In other words, now you're supposed to fulfill the rights of someone else, the rights of your parents, rights of your neighbors, rights of your workers, rights of your children, rights of society at large, the rights that you have to fulfill of others. Now this quality of modesty, it prompts the person that I need to fulfill the rights of others. So this also is part of modesty. And then it is mentioned that Abul Qasim al-Junaid rahimahullah said that modesty is to realize the bounties and deficiencies and states that arises between the two is called modesty. We'll explain this a little bit more. It'll become more clear with the saying of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. But a person thinks and he ponders that these are the bounties that Allah Ta'ala has given me, and these are my weaknesses, my deficiencies. I feel shy that my Allah has given me so much. He's been so kind to me, so generous to me. He's done everything for me, and yet I'm so weak in fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet what He has asked me to do, I'm falling short. He's asked me even to fulfill the rights of people. Even that also I'm falling short. So person actually feels shy. He looks at the ni'mat that Allah ta'ala has blessed him with, and then he looks at his weakness that I can't do. Yet Allah ta'ala has given me so much. I can't do what Allah ta'ala is asking me to do, and I'm not even making an effort. He feels embarrassed about it. He feels shy. This is also included under modesty. So what Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions that modesty is an internal condition, internal quality, which arises when a servant realizes the numerous favors of Allah Ta'ala being showered upon him, despite him being independent of the entire creation. In other words, Allah Ta'ala does not need to be kind to us. Allah is completely independent of the entire creation. Despite him being independent, he's still showing us kindness. He's still showing us goodness. He's still caring for us. Allah Ta'ala is still loving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still providing for us. Everything Allah Ta'ala is doing for us, despite him being independent. So just have this internal condition that I'm realizing that Allah Ta'ala's numerous favors are upon me. And then thereafter, after having this realization, a person reflects upon his own weaknesses in fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala and the acts of disobedience which he perpetrates despite his dependence on him. That Allah is independent of me and he is giving me, and then I'm looking at my weaknesses, I'm so weak, but yet I'm dependent on Allah. I'm dependent on him and I'm weak, and he's not dependent on me and he's giving. When he looks at it in this light, that person is giving me, he doesn't need to give me, and I need to obey Allah Ta'ala, but yet I'm not obeying, I'm so weak. And the person thinks about this, now this is what is referred to as haya. So the person now, he looks and he thinks of the acts of disobedience which he perpetrated despite his dependence upon Allah Ta'ala. Continuously pondering over these two matters will enable a person to develop the quality of modesty. Continuously a person reflects, he thinks, and as I mentioned, at least before we sleep at night, reflect about the day, reflect about the thing, the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, our weaknesses, make tawbah for our weaknesses, and that will help a person create this haya in his life, create this modesty, that all the time he's looking at the kindness of Allah Ta'ala upon him, and all the time he's looking at his disobedience and his weakness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we start a new chapter. It's a very, very important chapter. We'll just do a bit of an introduction into this chapter. Babu Hifdhi Sirri. The chapter on protecting a secret. This is a literal translation. But what this chapter got to do is respecting confidentiality. In other words, somebody told us something in private. How important it is in Sharia that now that be respected. That somebody told me something in private, now I don't go and tell the third person, I don't tell the fourth person. Unfortunately, this is a weakness today. Every one of us has. We hear something and now we want to share that information. Either we're sharing it on social media or we're sharing it to others, but we put it in such a way that just between me and you, I'm just telling you that this person here is on drugs. I'm giving an example. Or just between me and you, this person is having some type of marital problem. And there was no need for the third person to come to know. And that person hears it, and now he goes and meets another person, just between me and you, this guy is in drugs. He's having a marital problem, or he's having some personal problem, or he's got some other issues. Now what happens? Now that third person, he goes and tells the fourth person, just between me and you, or don't mention it to anybody else, but I'm only telling you. And like that, that message goes around the whole town. Each person thinks, I'm telling the next person, with one small disclaimer, but it's not going around. In Sharia, this is known as as betrayal of trust. In other words, if you were told something, if I was told something in confidence, I shouldn't tell anybody. Not even my own wife, not even my own children, not even my own close circle of friends. What was mentioned to me was mentioned in trust. This aspect of confidentiality, sometimes in business is used as client confidentiality. In the medical world, it's called patient confidentiality. Whatever it is, this is something that has been taught to us by Shariat, that across the board, irrespective of what it is, if something was told to us in confidence, that confidence should be maintained. It shouldn't be disclosed or exposed to anyone right till the day we reach the qabr. That message, that information must go to us to the qabr, because this was a secret, this was a private matter that was mentioned to us. Sometimes you find a person is even frightened to tell a doctor what is his medical problems, what is his issues, because he's frightened the doctor may tell other people also that his issues now get disclosed and the whole community may come to know about it. So therefore, if a community respects confidentiality, it becomes so easy to live. I know if I'm consulting with someone, this person will keep my secret, I can be open with him. If I need some advice, some brotherly advice, I can consult one of my friends, I know he'll keep this. If I'm in problem, I got some tax problem, for example, I got one brother that knows about it, and I know he won't go tell the whole world that this man is in tax problems. Or if I got some type of a medical problem, I'm embarrassed to speak about it, but I'll speak in confidence to one person, I know he'll keep it with him. So it makes a society so beautiful. Each one can trust the next person. Each one can say something to the other person without feeling afraid that this person is going to disclose that secret. As we'll see in the hadiths, in the different hadiths that will come, how important this aspect is. So we'll just do one ayat of the Quran. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَأُوفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Allah Ta'ala says, fulfill the pledge. Certainly, questions shall take place with regards to the pledge, whatever contracts, whatever oaths, whatever understanding there was, fulfill it, because a day will come when you'll have to answer for every type of contract, for every type of pledge, for every type of understanding and agreement you had with someone. You'll have to answer for that on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. This is an issue that is something that we have to take very, very seriously, take to heart. For example, I just give a simple example. If I tell someone that I got 10 million rand that had come in from inheritance and I've got this money, now what advice do you give me? How should I use it? Where should I invest my money? I'm just asking that person in confidence. I don't want him to go and tell 10 other people about that amount. And if he does tell, then how upset will I get? I'll be very disappointed. I won't be able to talk to that person again about my personal financial matters, because I know this person doesn't hold my secret. But if that person I know is a trustworthy person, he'll keep that secret of mine, then I won't be afraid, I won't be ashamed. I'll continuously ask him for advice, I'll take his advice. I know this is a person that can be trusted. So this is what Shariat is teaching us, telling us to keep these things. This is a weakness that was normally known to be found in women in the old days. People will say that if you want the message to be transferred, there's a nice light-hearted saying in that time, in the bit of olden days when there wasn't the social media, that you get telefax, you get telephone. What is the quickest way to get a message across to the public? What is the quickest way? It's tell a woman. Tell a woman. Any message you got, tell one woman and that thing will go through the whole community, that story will spread. It was just a light-hearted thing. But it was something that was known to be in women before, that they will tell, each person will tell the next person, they'll meet somewhere or they'll murder, you heard about that person, you heard this or you heard that, and the thing spreads. But unfortunately, this type of bimari of taking people's private affairs, private matters, here we're not talking about public matters. Sometimes you may tell another person that a certain youngster is on drugs so that he can save his son. There's no harm, because here it is public harm that can be caused. There's a different issue. Or somebody is defrauding the community, somebody is saying the wrong things, now the community is being informed about that. There's no harm. Here what the hadith is speaking about, what the ayat of the Quran is, where it was a private matter. It wasn't something that was affecting the public, and now we take that private matter and we disclose it to others for absolutely no reason. then we will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah that we didn't hold the secret of our brother or sister. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.